to follow the Lord today. Something on your heart? All right. Take your Bibles this morning. I won't hold you very long. I know it's already high noon. But I just want to read a few passages of Scripture. I think we need to honor the Lord with a reading of a portion of His Word when we assemble in the house of the Lord. And I want to do that this morning. I want to read some Scripture taken from 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Last Wednesday night, I was talking about all of the wonderful spiritual blessings that we enjoy in Christ Jesus. We're studying on Wednesday night the book of Ephesians. The Apostle Paul, when he was writing that church, is very close to that church. And in the third verse, he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." We that are in Christ Jesus enjoy spiritual blessings. I was talking about being in Christ, how important it is. Listen, my friend, you're either in Christ or you're out of Christ. You're either saved or you're lost. You're either blind or you see. You're either one who is a child of the devil or you're a child of God. I was talking about those of us that are in Christ. And Wednesday night we were talking about predestination, and we were talking about Calvinism, and we were talking about Arminianism. We were talking about all these theological terms and all these different theologies and beliefs. But primarily, God took an interest in us before the foundation of the world. And He said, if these people who sin and come short of the glory of God want to enjoy any of my spiritual blessings, they have to be in my Son, Jesus Christ. I'm glad to say this morning, I can honestly say that I'm in Jesus and Jesus is in me. And John was talking about that. Even earlier in the third chapter, he made it real clear some things about having the Spirit of Christ in us and how imperative it is for us to know the Lord and the Lord know us. To really, genuinely have a fellowship and relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. I can honestly tell you this morning, I have one of those relationships. I have that kind of intimacy and that kind of fellowship with God through the redeeming, atoning blood of Jesus Christ. And the moment I believed, the very moment that I repented of my sins, the very moment I was saved, the Spirit of God came in my heart. You know, John says, this is how we know that we're the children of God. His Spirit is within us. We have a spiritual witness. And let me make it clear that if you believed and the Spirit of Christ did not come in you, you didn't believe to the saving of your soul. There's about 18 inches that you need to go a little deeper. You need to go and believe with all of your heart. The moment you believe with all of your heart, you'll experience a spiritual birth. You'll be born from above. Amen? The Spirit of God will come into your heart. And as we grow in our spiritual walk and in our spiritual life, we have to try the spirits to see if they're of God. You know, there's a lot of spirituality in our world today. I was reading in the paper, I think it was in Friday's Tennessean. There was an article in there about making space for spirituality in your home. Actually, I think the title of the article was Spirituality, Making Room at Home for Spiritual Things. And there was a big picture. I don't know if you saw it or not, a man bowed before a Buddhist, you know, before an idol. And I was reading that article and they were talking about, you know, erecting an altar at home or making a place in your home where you have a time of meditation and you erect an altar. And this person was talking about, you know, putting spiritual things in there. putting things from like pictures of saints and getting involved in the earth movement, putting some rocks in there and some flowers in there and stuff like that. People, if you're not careful, you will become an idolatrous nation. I read an article years ago about the X generation, where that they are geared toward mysticism, toward spirituality. But listen, if it's not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. And if it doesn't have to do with the Spirit of Christ, it's the wrong spirit. Please do not follow it. The cosmos, the world, there's a lot of spiritual things in the world, but they're not the Spirit of God. And those of us that are saved, we need to try the spirits. I'm afraid there are a lot of saved people that have followed the spirit of the world. I'm afraid there's a lot of people that have developed and are drawn into or sucked into the spiritual movement of the world, and it has nothing to do with God, and really, you need to stay away from it. Amen. John was dealing with a group, and that particular day, they were Gnostics. They had a warped idea and warped perception about Christ, you know, you can't make a hodgepodge of spiritual things and it be the Spirit of God. You can't have the philosophy of Buddhism, and that's actually what's transpiring. They're setting up, the Buddhists have always had a place in their house where they an altar like that. Listen, I'm not saying we shouldn't have family altars, but a family altar is a spiritual thing. It's where you get your family together and you pray and you study God's Word. That's a family altar. But if you erect a shrine to God, it's an idol. Amen. God is not to be worshipped with man's hands. Amen. And we need to be very careful that we do not become idolatrous in the search of spiritual things. You know, putting a candle in a room and a bunch of pictures of saints and going in there and meditating and, you know, putting a little altar down or having a prayer garden of some kind. We need to be very careful when we tap into things of that nature, because mixing mysticism with spiritual things, I mean, God's spirit, is wrong. You know, in the Old Testament, like in Hezekiah's day, when they began to burn incense to the brazen serpent. That was wrong. Hezekiah went into his treasure house and he saw that incense. And we must be very cautious that we don't idolize tangible things. I know how hard it must have been for the Allens to join this church. You know, if we're not careful, we can make an idol out of our church membership. We can make an idol out of the building, the place where we go to worship. God is not to be associated with tangible things. God is a spirit. And those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Trying or testing. Examining. We need to have a time of testing spiritual things. I realize that you know, when I start preaching this, then there's about 50 million things that come to mind that I'm afraid you'll get the wrong impression. We must have spirituality in our church and in our lives. We need to be filled with the right spirit, though, and not the wrong spirit. Listen, there have been occasions. One particular that stands out in my mind right after the Passion of Christ was aired. There are occasions where that the wrong spirit has been in this church. Amen. I know one occasion there was a ruckus that was carrying on during a song. And I thought to myself, if that don't stop by the end of the song, I'm going to stop it. There are many spirits in the world. But we need to keep the right spirit in the church of Jesus Christ. Amen. And there is a method, there is a system.
God has given us the ability to discern the spirits. If we had a spiritual barometer where we could test each person that claims Christianity, I believe I could empty pews this morning with that tester. I believe thousands of pulpits could be emptied. Hundreds of professing Christians and those that are professors in schools or Christian schools. I believe I could delete thousands of people from the church rolls and a few from this one. I only got a few amens. But we cannot search the heart of a person. Only God probes the heart. However, there are spiritual indicators. Thank God for them, amen. That He's given us. And He tells us, He instructs us, He shows us here. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 1 where it tells us that we are to try the spirits. I cannot look into your heart. But I have the right to test your spirit. Try that one on for size. I cannot search your heart. But I have a right to search your life for the Spirit of Christ.
Amen. Oh, man.
This is so important that I believe that you need to test me and I need to test you. I'm going to get on your lesson this morning a little bit. Brother Andy, we are iron sharpens iron, the Bible teaches. We're to test one another. You're to hold me accountable and I am to hold you accountable. We need to keep the spirit of the world out of the church of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God should always prevail in Zion. Amen? We need to be led of the Spirit. We need to be guarded by the Spirit. We need to be guided by the Spirit of God. People that are the children of the Lord are led of the Lord. Praise God for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But there's a testing. There's a trying. I need to back up. This is a long message. I can't preach it in 10 minutes. I'm going to cut it short, and I may pick it up later, but it depends on how much interest you guys show throughout this message. You know what I use many times when I'm preaching to determine whether I stop and whether you guys keep paying attention. But anyway, this is not a foolproof method. Keep in mind, there are occasions when we are fooled. We are to watch for wolves in sheep's clothing. But sometimes they are so well disguised, we do not detect them. As an under-shepherd of this flock, I may not be able to detect them, but the chief shepherd, I assure you, knows those that are his. Paul and Peter and the other apostles during times of concernment and unable to discern in some matters, they said the foundation of God standeth assured. Having this seal, the Lord knows those that are His. All right, I've got to read this, all right? Beloved, believe not every spirit. I think John was saying, stop believing every spirit. There's a right spirit and a wrong spirit. Test the spirits before you follow them. Amen. Try them according to Jesus Christ. Try them according to God's holy word. Listen, people, if it don't match up to the word of God, it is not of God. Amen. It is of man. And there are many doctrines of men and philosophies of men, but listen, the Bible is our primary and principal rule of practice. If it doesn't line up with thus saith the Lord, we should not follow it. We should not do it. Let's not classify it as the Spirit of God if it doesn't line up with the Word of God. Amen. Try the spirits. I am convinced that God, by His power and through His Spirit, sometimes makes it real clear the right spirit and the wrong spirit. But we have been following the wrong spirit so long we don't want to admit. So long we've been following the wrong spirit, we don't want to admit that we were wrong. Pride goeth before the fall. A haughty spirit before destruction. I must admit to you, there have been many times that I have not been right. My wife's always been right, but I... That was a joke. Y'all know what I'm talking about, though. If there aren't occasions in your life where God hasn't shown you, hasn't revealed it to you that you were wrong, then you're not letting the Spirit of God lead you. If there aren't occasions where the Spirit of God doesn't convict you of something that's gone on in your heart and in your mind, especially in your mind, where God changes you, if that's not happened in you, you need to search your hearts. There are occasions we are prone to follow after things that are spiritual that may not be of the Spirit of God. And he says, beloved, believe not. I think he was saying, actually, stop following every spirit that comes your way. Pause, try them, and test them. Notice here. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Verily the Spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now some translations don't have "is come in the flesh." Actually, what I contend is that he's clearly teaching us that if it doesn't harmonize, if it doesn't align, if it doesn't profess Jesus Christ, then it is not of God. If it doesn't glorify, honor, and uphold Jesus Christ, it is not of God. We have in our society today a lot of people that claim to be religious, and I hope that they are, and claim to be spiritual, and I hope that they are, but they will not contend that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. People, if it doesn't honor and glorify Jesus Christ, it is not the Spirit of God. It is not the religion of God. And I'm afraid too many times, if we're not careful, we will honor things that are in some ways spiritual. Well, they are spiritual, but they're not professing Jesus Christ. They're denying the person of Jesus Christ. There's a spirit in the world. If it does not, and the New American Standard says, if it does not acknowledge Jesus, if it does not acknowledge Jesus, it is not the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, let me continue to read. This is a good test that we must abide by in testing the spirits. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Okay, this spirit is among us. It's in the world. It's the philosophy of the world, the cosmos, the world that we live in today has a philosophy, has a system, and don't surrender, don't yield to that system. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I pray that spiritual barometer that I was talking about would always abide in us. Here's the troublesome thing. If you're here this morning and you've never been saved, if the Spirit of Christ is not in you,
if you've not been born of God, if you don't have that kind of leadership and that kind of guidance in your life, you need to be concerned. Your soul could be in jeopardy, great jeopardy. You could be drawn into something that will lead you to destruction. Be very cautious and be very careful. But listen, every one of us that are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to heaven. Amen? The Spirit of God has assured that in us. There's a seal that has been placed upon our hearts. And I pray that you have that. I challenge you too, those of you that are lost, and I'm jumping around, I realize. But I want to challenge you. If you've not been saved, then you're looking for the church of Jesus Christ. You're looking for the truth. Make sure that it aligns with the Word of God. Amen. I encourage sinners to search the Scriptures. See if these things be so. Amen. The Berea church was a noble and honorable church, and that's what they did. They searched the Scriptures to see if these things are so. Search the Scriptures to see if those things that I've been preaching, those things that we believe, those things that we profess, those things that we do, are according to God's Word. You may not have the spiritual discernment, but God has given you the Word of God, the truth, and you can abide by it. It'll stand when this world's on fire. Let us stand and